they have stated clearly that they will call all Guineans for dialogue. We need to rewrite our constitution. We need to sit together and define the future of our country. And they asked all the government members to come this morning, and all of them went. And also, they said they didn't take over to stay, but the one this time, the democracy we're talking about, the rule of law we're talking about, the one the foundation to be made. It's not a matter of one day or 2 days, but the one the foundation to be made with the contribution of all Guineans. And what is important in what they have said is there won't be any retaliation against anybody. And as ourselves, we are asking them, we want Alpha Condé to be safe, to be protected. We don't want any violence against him.
Did they arrest anyone?
No, they didn't arrest anyone. They told them no one of them should go out of the country. Because probably when Guinean people get together to define their future, we want to know what happened during the last 10 years. Who did what? And we know that our countries are ruled by corruptions and so on and so on. So they told them clearly that they have to stay in place. They didn't arrest anybody, only those who didn't abide by, you know, what they told them.
Did the military junta free any prisoners?
Some of them, they had said yesterday that they're going to free them. I think some of them are already free, and I think all of them in the end are going to be free.
The Economic Community of West African States has called for an extraordinary summit. I think it's on Thursday this week. What is the view there about the summit?
Look, for us, they have condemned the coup by principle. Nobody wanted what happened to happen. Nobody. As long as we are in the spirit of building a democracy, a rule of law country, nobody will accept what happened. But that being said, we know that the change of the constitution by the former president was blessed by ECOWAS leaders. Personally, with some other opposition leaders, we went all the way to Abuja, to the ECOWAS Court of Justice, just to prevent the former president from changing our constitution to seek another term. Nobody didn't listen to us. We know that some of them have done what they could to prevent the president from changing the constitution. But in the end, what we have concluded is that he got the blessing from the majority of ECOWAS leaders to change the constitution and seek a third term.